Politically, the tide is turning, and people all over the world are now rejecting the New World Order. The Central Bank of Nigeria launched their CBDC a little over a year ago, but the people rejected it. So early this year, the Nigerian banks emptied the ATM machines and closed their doors. This resulted in angry protests. The people attacked ATMs and blocked roads in multiple cities. The Bank of Lebanon has crashed. The Lebanese pound has fallen to an all-time low of 80,000 against the U.S. dollar. The people have taken to the streets. Banks have been set on fire. The rise in Fed rates has officially killed America's biggest lender, Silicon Valley Bank. The FDIC shutters Silicon Valley Bank. $152 billion of uninsured deposits are destroyed. The rise in Fed rates also killed Silvergate Capital. Several regional bank stocks have plummeted as a result of the Silicon Valley Bank and the Federal Reserve's rate hikes. The housing market is collapsing as well. The majority of commercial real estate loans are lent by small banks. Massive short bets are now happening in the commercial real estate market. The Federal Reserve Bank is taking down the housing market along with all regional banks, leaving only its vassals who will be distributing CBDCs as a solution. The financial experts are now recommending that people have food, gold and silver, and cash in their possession. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, thank you, Greg Reese, for that fine report, because I've been reporting on a lot of the bankrupt banks going on, but you know, you still will not say who the culprit is. You will never say the Jews, the Zeus, the Zionists that are behind all of this shit going on around the world. Anyway, I'm going to bring this to your attention just to expand on this short little video from Greg here. Sudan discusses ditching dollar in trade with Russia. Okay, the Sudanese ambassador has said this. So I'll leave the link here. You can read this at your leisure. This is all good stuff. This is stuff you need to know what's going on around the world that the mainstream media will never, ever talk about it. Okay, Russia has been actively moving away from the U.S. dollar and euro in foreign trade for months after Western sanctions against the country made currencies unreliable. Instead, it has been expanding its circle of trade partners of whom settlements are made in national currencies, which means they're not using the dollar anymore. So I'll leave this article in here. Once again, it confirms that the rest of the world is getting rid of the dollar, and rightly so. Rightly so. I'll throw in a couple of these comments down here for you. Here it is. It's a final countdown for the American hegemony. Absolutely. Okay. One of the great joys every day. Bye-bye, you will not be missed. That's right, the dollar will not be missed. Okay, it's falling apart so quickly. Now, great fun. Okay, so this is how it's going. Oh, I like this one the best. Ditching the U.S. dollar and euro is the mother of all bombs, the mother of all financial bombs. My fiscal revolution is the mother of all bombs worldwide. It will be humble and arrogant West. This is the most effective and peaceful way to implement regime change around the Western world. Yes, the multipolar world. Good for Sudan. Okay, bravo Sudan. Okay, most of the attitude is in favor of Sudan, is in favor of countries dropping the dollar, and that's what's been going on around the world. Okay, once again, I'll bring it to your attention how the dollar is crashing around the world. You remember I did a report on this a couple weeks ago. Now the Costa Rican colony against the dollar is down to 5.32. Of course, you can see this big line chart here. How's it going? Down, 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 down there. So definitely I've been keeping my eye on it, especially here in Costa Rica and around the world. Okay, folks, Dr. Mental Steve Sparrow here reporting on world economy, financial situation. And yes, the dollar is being ditched. The banks are going bankrupt. So hold on to your hat, as one of my subscribers told me. Hold on to your hat. Well, I'm holding on to my tinfoil hat as hard and as firm as I can because we know we are right. Pura Vida from Costa Rica.